Well, there are thousands of open child welfare cases in Alaska. These could be anything from child abuse cases to divorces. The cases are complicated, and they take a lot of people and time and communication to resolve. Dozens of people flew into Juneau in early December for a training program aimed at getting everyone involved in child welfare cases on the same page. KTOO's Rasha McChesney has the story.
About a year ago, Bart Meyer and Stacey Wayne got into the mediation business together in Sitka.
I think we're the only couple in the state that offer mediation together. Most mediators work independently, but we always work as a team.
Wayne says it's helpful to have two genders in the room when they're mediating so that everyone is comfortable that they're going to be treated fairly.
I thought that I was good at conflict resolution, but I learned a lot of tricks I wish I'd had when I had younger children. And
she says those mediation techniques they've learned have also worked their way into the couple's personal lives.
Now I apply them to our combined four children, much to their dismay. I think they do hear us trying our mediation tactics and call us out on it, but they are useful.
The core of the couple's business is working with the state court system to help resolve disputes in legal cases. Last week, the couple flew to Juneau to learn about handling child welfare cases. In Alaska, they're called Child in Need of Aid cases, but they go by the acronym CINA, or China cases. And there are more than 3,400 of them open in the state right now. And when one of those cases gets opened, a lot of people get involved.
And they are not handled the same way as your typical cases, like a criminal case where you have a prosecutor, a defendant, and the defendant's attorney. In our cases, we have multiple players. So
that's Barbara Malchek. She's a former state lawyer who now works with the Court Improvement Program. She designed the curriculum for this week's training.
We have the Office of Children's Services, represented by an attorney from the Attorney General's office. We have the parents, so a mother, a father, sometimes there are
multiple. Each of the parents in a case could have an attorney. Sometimes there are multiple sets of parents.
The children are actually considered legal parties to the case, and they are represented by what's called the guardian ad litem.
That's a person who gets appointed to represent the child.
We also have, if the child is a member of an Indian tribe or an Alaska Native tribe, then the tribe becomes a legal party to the case, so they have a worker who comes in and advocates for them or something.
Malchek says when you get all of those people in the room, the prosecutor, the defendant, all of the attorneys, the judges, the families, it can be difficult to get everyone on the same page. She's part of a group that got a federal grant and has spent 6 years developing a curriculum to address that problem. Everyone at the training in Juneau got a crash course in the state and federal laws that apply to each case. Then they took a hypothetical child welfare case and ran it from start to finish. Now, Meyer and Wayne are not lawyers. They don't give legal advice. Their job is to get everyone into the room together to work out some kind of agreement. Wayne says this training has been a good way to meet people face to face that they're often only communicating with via phone or digitally.
And it's really great to sort of build those relationships. Having that kind of trust and familiarity when you're trying to work through difficult problems with people is so important.
Sitka caseworker Krista Perola says it's impactful for her, too.
Because normally I'm that looming voice on the phone because I'm from Sitka. So, I mean, we can't travel every day to like a court, you know, hearing here in Juneau. But I have Judge Mead on the phone, or I have Judge Pallenberg or Judge Karen Ketchikan. And they hear my voice, but they don't see me all the time, you know. So it's good to see these people and let them like remind them of who I am.
Perola works for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. She specializes in the federal law that covers child welfare cases when a Native American or Alaska Native child is involved. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska has cases all over the state and country, and that means that Perola is often working on cases where she's communicating across cultural divides. In Juneau, she says the training is another chance to educate people about the cultural practices that are important in an Alaska Native child's life. And that is a step toward addressing racial disparities in the system.
So if you think about it, the majority of the race that's within Alaska is Caucasian and the minority is Alaska Native. But within the child welfare system, the majority race is Alaska Native when the minority is Caucasian.
Perola says she values the chance to communicate across barriers. From KTOO in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.